horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Well, as you can tell by the buffoonery, this is another fine choice episode brought to you.
Yes, I love technology. Not as much as you, you see. But I still love technology.
I'm trying to be a cage fighter.
What do you mean? You've got the worst reflexes.
I love my iPhone. This thing would suck my pecker. I'd fucking leave everybody.
Oh. I'd leave it all behind.
I'd let it all go. I watch movies on here. I can listen to my fucking music on here. What else do you need?
Welcome to More Horror Than Horror, in case you wonder what you're listening to.
Shut it down.
Bring it all down.
Heck yes, I did.
Oh, he has too much fun with that.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. I ain't even gotten into the fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger pocket Arnold.
Oh, Lord.
Shit, I've been on a soundboard buying spree.
$12.99.
All yours.
Own it today.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, so we haven't been on, what, for a couple weeks?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Been
out cavorting. Setting up the man cave.
Working. God damn, that fucking stinks.
Why do you do it?
Because I can't hold it in. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, my God.
Well, this sumbitch just ate a monster burger consisting of two grilled cheese sandwiches. Smushed in between the two grilled cheese sandwiches was two giant hamburger patties.
Where was that at?
Bacon, chili, jalapenos, onions, mushrooms.
He didn't have mushrooms.
Is that down on Warnell somewhere?
Quivera,
okay.
75th and Quivera.
And fries.
What's the name of this place?
I have no idea.
The Poorhouse.
Funny, I didn't
know. For $8.99.
That's not the one I was thinking of, but yeah, they do the same exact sandwich.
So call.
There's a few places that do that now.
So call St. Luke's and have them keep your bed warm, because I'm probably going to be needing it.
Afterwards, he said.
I bet he did.
Of course, I ain't eating fucking anything all day, so I was quite the hungry little boy.
And then he shit and went.
And when it finally came out,
he went, "Oh, that was one of the other ones." Didn't do it.
Oh, so what do we talk about?
What's new? What's coming out?
Well, fucking Father's Day was supposed to be coming out, but apparently the fine fuck ups at Troma once again do what they do best and push it back 4 months.
They should just change the name of that to fucking Wiener Day.
Wiener's Day.
The movie was awesome. Be careful. Be nice.
Shit, it wasn't any good.
So many wieners.
It was fucking awesome. It was bad. It was good.
It was good because it was bad.
Well, it had like two. I don't know. They just dragged it too far, man. They should have stopped. They should have just stopped. That whole ending was just way, 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 way too long.
That was one.
No, Garrett, dear God, no. Yeah. That was a good one.
It was all right. Wasn't as good as Father's Day.
Fucking Bigfoot, dude. Satanic doctors impregnating his fucking daughter with mutants. What more do you want in a movie?
They could have slowed the biker roll a little bit. I thought that was a little. Just wanted to put too much in there. Father's Day, where it's at.
Father's Day.
Hey, The Raid's coming out on Blu-ray. I'm going to watch it. Hey, but guys, be standing by talking about going back to St. Luke's. If I watch that again and it happens again, we're going to have to
sue them.
I thought
it wasn't coming out until August.
It is coming out in August, yeah, but I'm wanting it, man.
Did you get The Shrine? Did you buy that?
Yeah, I did.
Is it worth buying?
Oh, yeah, they got another copy over there.
Where?
Over in the new release section at Vintage Stock.
Son of a bitch.
You guys should have went by there.
How much is it?
I think it's like $17.99 or something.
Right. Dude, I was busy scoring at the fucking half price book.
Green Label.
Got another fucking Green Label Swamp Thing for $8.
Dirties.
So many 4 minutes of titties.
I got a Swamp Thing action figure at the same time you were getting that.
I bet Barbeau's titties were tingling. Everyone's buying my shit.
What else did I get? I got College Girl Murders, that Dark Sky release.
Yeah, yeah.
Dan Curtis Dracula with Jack Palance.
Oh my God, that's awful, but he's great.
He's awesome, man. You can't go wrong.
I got something else. I got 4 of them.
Yeah, too. Unfortunately, Dan Curtis, if his name was on it, and I know a lot of people like Dan Curtis because of Dark Shadows and this and that, but he was a bit of a crazy man. And also, if his name was on it, it kind of meant Snorefest.
No.
Kind of
Dark
terrifying.
Shadows is a Snorefest.
Yeah. Yet it's
no
probably
offense.
Still way better than that new piece of shit. That's
Bornemus Collins? Bornemus Collins?
You guys know how many movies are waiting to come out on Blu-ray, like The Howling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's put up Bitch Slap.
Well, you know, that has a built-in crowd.
Not.
I bought some of your fine films.
I know. We talked about that on the phone, and I threw up in my mouth a little.
I bought two. The third collection of movies is supposed to be showing up tomorrow.
Don't do it, man.
We should convert them to Laserdisc.
Shit, throw them in the trash. Convert them to garbage. They're already there.
What? Dude, I got brand new 50 movies in this fucking box.
I know. None of them are worth
like
a dollar.
$3.99. And I know there's at least fucking 25 gems out of that fucking hunk.
Not even close.
So.
Rise of the Animals. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Depends on which version. There's a
with the squirrel chewing on the eyeball on the cover of it.
Awful, yeah.
That cover's beautiful. Lost Woods. Lost Woods is the new Bigfoot movie.
Is it? Is that a Bigfoot on the cover? It looked like a demon or something.
No, it's a Bigfoot.
Oh, I would have maybe watched that.
It's got to be a Bigfoot.
It's got to be a Bigfoot.
It's got to be
a
Bigfoot.
It's got to be. I told you I need it. I need a Bigfoot.
Oh, fuck.
Eyes of the Woods. Oh, that was the one with the crazy. That's the one with the demon in it.
What?
Had the big mutated looking guy on the back of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have that movie, Eyes of the Woods.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I got that one.
Did you see Night Wolf?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was all right. I liked how they prominently displayed from a producer of Dog Soldiers. Well, it's a producer because it's one of the 10 British producers that do horror films. So, but I thought for what it was okay. I was a little disappointed in the monster because I'm tired of hairless werewolves, dude. The whole point of a werewolf is they gotta have frickin' hair. Right. It's kind of weird to have a hairless werewolf. I mean, it's kind of like
the Did you see the section what was it that the pack?
Yeah. Did you like that?
No, I didn't.
Really? I thought you would.
No, I didn't like it.
I thought it would be kind of up your alley.
It was. Yeah. It was from the same guys. It was Bloody Disgusting, right?
Yeah. I thought it was okay.
It was all right.
I thought you said you liked it.
No. Not the French movie, The Pack. That movie's bad as shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the one Bloody Disgusting put out.
No, this is another one that's kind
of
like
you're thinking of the old
Twilight.
Oh,
kind of that kind of vibe.
The one with the dogs
everybody's
on the cover?
Everybody's wearing sparkly
black.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Now you lost me.
I think there it's
was
the
only,
pack.
There was only two movies that were ever called The Pack. One of them was that MGM
oldie
thing that had the black cover.
I'll
with
look the son of a bitch up.
Three little wolves running across the bottom of the box, and then there was the one, the French movie, The Pack, was the only two that I knew of.
Yeah, me too. That movie Detention looks kind of fun. That's coming out.
I'm going to look it up right now.
It's kind of fun looking. It kind of it's supposed to be really gory.
Raro Videos got a couple of new ones coming out. I can't remember, but they look pretty good.
Right there, The Pack, but yeah, there it is.
I'd like to get more of those, but I can't find them. I know. Amazon.
Dude, I told you could have that shit shipped to my house.
I know that. It's just so frustrating for me. I just want to go to the store and pick it up.
Well, only thing I got to do is bring it with me to work and run it by if you're going to be here.
Oh, I know. You know what it's like, though, man. You just want to run to the store and pick it up and take it home.
Dude, I gave up completely on Hastings.
Go in there all the time.
I just went in there today to look see if the new Roomorg was out.
See?
And then they didn't have it, just so you know. But the fucking Hollywood at Home over in Overland Park's got it.
Well, there you go.
Maybe and then, of course, the new Horror Hound. They didn't have it either.
I don't know.
With Rob Zombie on it?
Yeah.
Don't pretend, though. I know you're going in there all the time. Night of the Devils is coming out from Raro Video and Madness. Both of them are Italian horror classics from the 70s.
See, what was I going to say? Oh, Universal Monsters, October 18th on Blu-ray. It's a beautiful thing, finally.
That's nice. I did get the Murder Obsession Blu-ray.
Did you?
Yeah, from Raro Video.
There was another one, too. I think there was one that came out this month from Raro.
All I saw was clowns, and they can stick that movie in their buttholes.
No, there was something else.
On Blu-ray?
Yeah, they released something. No, it might not have been just on Blu-ray. It might have been on DVD.
Gotcha.
I can't remember what it was. I have it listed at home.
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot. Adua and Her Friends is some movie they put out. It's an Italian-made movie. A rare masterpiece.
I ordered Mommy Dearest.
Why?
Because it's fucking awesome. Because
you're hard up.
Why? Whoa!
All that fucking yelling and beating. All that schizophrenic running around. That's fucking awesome.
Keep it.
Get my axe!
Fuck. Good old Faye Dunaway.
I ordered. What else did I order tonight?
Oh, Case 39. You seen that yet?
Yeah, it's an old movie, right? With Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's all right. It's not like the worst movie I ever saw. Everyone was so mean
ending,
to it.
That fucking horrible ending.
Yeah, it was a terrible ending. But you have to give it credit for at least it wasn't.
It was
as bad
good
as
up
I said.
Till that.
Yeah.
I had the bees coming out the guy's butthole. That was pretty cool. His ear holes and his mouth.
Golly, you guys.
She was terrifying. She was terrifying. I don't know. I must be imagining things.
You are imagining things.
Was it called something else with the Pack of Wolves?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a new one, Pack of Wolves. I could have swore it was called The Pack.
Well, you keep on packing.
I think you're fucking retarded.
It was a turd, so that's why I forgot it, because it wasn't worth fucking remembering, like most of this shit.
Have you seen the bizarre-ass Walking Dead second season Blu-ray case? It's a freaking zombie head with a screwdriver going in the eye.
Nice.
That was kind of fun.
That'll be right next to the fucking 10 season 1 edition that they were supposed to release. Get this limited edition steelbook season 1.
The one you bought?
Yeah, with the rubber mask.
It's everywhere now.
No. It's everywhere, but it's not a problem getting it, but it's just that the fucking steelbook was never in it. They never put the steelbook in it.
But they did it on purpose just because they wanted to piss you off.
No, they didn't make enough money off that movie.
Did you see that they added the little kid from fucking Walking Dead is going to be at Crypticon?
I did not see that.
Yeah. That and Dee Wallace is going to be there.
Dee's going to be here? Mm-hmm. Hells yes. That'll be nice. Like,
that's coming up quick, man.
It is.
I'm like, great. A month and a half away.
Once again, Carl wanders off and nobody's there around to see where he's at when he should be shooting the fucking season 3. Bastards.
He's gone.
Trying to think what else came out. Not really a whole lot of anything. Now that I've been pulling all my shit out of storage, I've been going through and tried to sit down with Michelle Wednesday and watch Maniac. She made it to the shotgun scene, and then she was out of there. She's
really?
Like, no, I've had
how dare you? And yet she made it the whole way through Father's Day. With wieners flopping around, getting exploded and chewed on.
And she watched Taxidermia. Didn't even bat an eye until that drop of sweat hit that fucking...
Spinell has that effect. That's why he's so badass. He'll fucking draw a woman right out of a room in a heartbeat.
He does.
Gotta go. See ya.
Got to go do the dishes.
Let's go. Is there laundry to do?
I was going to have you pick up Monster Brawl for me up there at Hastings. They have that on Blu-ray.
Monster Brawl.
It's like $12.99.
On Blu-ray?
Yeah, they did have. I wanted it, but
that movie's awesome. Well, it's not really a movie.
It's just people fighting.
Yeah, it's just monsters and bad monster makeup fighting.
It's cool, though.
The werewolf is way too hairy, and the fucking Frankenstein looks crippled.
Ah! Be nice, man.
The witch bitch.
I like kids.
Be nice.
I like werewolves.
I like werewolves.
I like turtles. That's the ringtone I need. I like turtles.
Did you get excited when you seen the first release of Chloe Moritz as Carrie White in her home fashion dress?
No, I didn't.
It was a true transformation.
Was it? I stayed far away.
True transformation.
Are you all excited?
I am now, boy. I said, boy, she makes a great dress. I've changed my outlook on it.
I'm going to be there with Bell.
I'm excited. I'm going to be front and center, watching with a pocket full of money, just throwing it at the studios. Give us more, please.
Let's don't.
Give us
Carrie. More for me, please.
Let's give us Carrie the later years, the college years.
They're going to do this one, then they'll release that where she's in school, preschool.
The prequel.
Prequel. Prequel in preschool.
Speaking of prequels, what about Prometheus?
I dug it, man. You know, all the knock on it was justified about, you know, it was good.
It was okay.
I still enjoyed it. I mean, what did they
visually
expect?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but you had to see it in IMAX 3D in order to actually get the full.
I saw it in digital. I didn't see it in IMAX.
I thought 3D. What's Her Name Ruin was just awesome in it.
I did, too.
I really got a kick out of her and the little goofy robot guy.
Who?
Ruin. Was that her name? Newen? New Ruin? Yeah. The girl from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
They could have did without fucking Charlize Theron or whatever.
Well, that's every movie she's in, though.
Mm. Except for I think she kind of is the whole reason to see the...
No.
The Snow White and the swordsman guy.
Not me, baby.
I heard people are saying that she's kind of like the shit in that
movie.
Yeah,
because they made her look good by putting Kristen Stewart in there.
I like Kristen Stewart, too. You know she's the highest paid woman in Hollywood right now, Kristen Stewart?
Exactly, Todd.
That tells you
exactly.
Something.
Exactly. That's all you need to fucking know about Hollywood.
Is that the...
When
that
Kristen the, fucking Stewart is the highest paid actress.
Is that the emotionless shit from Twilight?
Yeah, but I've seen her
she
do great work.
Horrible.
That's the thing that kills me. She was so great as Joan Jett. She had emotion. She did an amazing job. So I'm like, okay, how could she do that amazing Joan Jett in The Runaways and then turn around and be such
a
piece of
wood?
Yeah,
but she had Dakota Fanning totally feeding her every line.
I don't know, man. She was good. She was good. I liked her.
You're crazy.
Watch that movie again.
That fucking heart attack has eroded your brain or something.
No. Runaways is a great movie.
You're talking crazy. They plugged your brain
in. How can you say that when fucking Lita Ford's not even in it?
Well, they tried to get her involved, but she wouldn't sign off.
And she said, you're an idiot, Kristen Stewart, and you're not Joan Jett.
She wouldn't sign off, man. That's her problem.
Because she's already loaded. She's married to fucking the Nitro singer. She doesn't need no money.
So she puts out a new CD.
They live on an island.
The new CD.
You know, she was just in town 2 days ago.
I wouldn't know.
She opened up for Poison and Def Leppard.
Dude, she put out a new CD
she
called something about
headline.
The Runaways. She's still playing on the name.
Of course
she's
she is.
72 years old.
She's 48. Change.
In dog years.
Stop it,
only
damn
one
you.
Only with talent.
She's still upset about going to that party and not getting laid.
To a party last night of the day. Thinking later, baby, I got in a fight. Uh-huh. Ain't no big thing. Thing. Hi.
Wonder if she ever paid back that $10.
Seriously, dude, she's been on a fucking island with Jim Gillette. The glass shatterer from Nitro.
Please don't get me started on Jim Gillette. I'm being nice.
He's a UFC fighter now. He's like packed full of steroids. He weighs 390.
What a douche.
bald, fucking all that Aquanet just melted his follicles right off his head.
That's but how, awesome. But what's he going to do with his steroided penis after fucking Chris Holmes drilled her out for how many years? I would like to follow shit. That fucking circus.
I think
out
that
of
was
town.
That was part of her vagina. I think they were throwing out at the Wasp shows. Here, have a piece of Lita.
Man, that's just harsh. Went to a party last Saturday night. Wow. Can I ask you guys something?
What?
Is there any on the horizon, anything about Suspiria coming out on Blu-ray or Terror at the Opera?
It's getting remade.
But I'm saying Blue Underground owns the rights now. Why don't they put that up? Because they put out Deep Red, they put out Inferno, they put out Two Evil Eyes before they put out the two classics that he's so well known for, which was Terror at the Opera and
Suspiria. You can get
Suspiria.
It on Blu-ray.
You can, but it's the wrong region.
Too.
Yeah. It used to be region free. Thanks, Arrow.
It's still region free.
It's not. I tried.
The Suspiria?
Yeah, I wrote him a letter and they said all of their region free stuff
Dear
is
sirs.
Converted to region 2.
Dear sir.
Locked.
Oh, boy, here it is.
Well,
right
that's
here.
Why you just unlock your Blu-ray player.
Makes you kind of pissed, dude.
Go on the internet and type in Blu-ray unlock codes. And find out what model you got.
Hey, I live in a fucking America.
And then go in and push your button. Put in all your little code numbers and
I
hit
shouldn't
enter.
Have to punch in nothing.
The fuck are you looking
fuck.
To now?
And they're using Quiet Riot. Rise of the Animals. Look at that, boys. Oh, my.
Kitty.
Samantha? Oh, my God.
Samantha got her boobies out.
Oh, dear God. They ain't even shown the squirrels yet. Oh, boy. Oh, there's a mini wagon.
And it goes to shit just that quick.
It does. He's in a pizza truck, dude. Fuck. Oh, there's a heavy set redhead. Oh, my God. Dude. It's fucking hand puppets. No CGI, baby. That's straight up hand puppets.
Hey, wait, let me see that.
That is awesome.
Those are just clips from the Evil Dead 2.
It is. He's got a minivan instead of a Buick.
What's the books, kids?
Where's the squirrel? I just want to see the squirrel.
Squirrel's at the end of the trailer.
There's
probably.
The horse stampeding her.
I was kind of disappointed. Family Video's kind of dropping out on the... Some of the trash they would normally get, and they haven't got as much.
Oh, my
God.
This is radio, gentlemen. You need to be able to talk to
those
people.
Those are turtles, baby.
What?
Puppet fucking turtles.
That he's shooting with the
Why
shotgun?
Didn't I stuff that in my pants and run out the back fucking door at Family Video?
He just shot something out of the
table. Oh, look at the CGI squirrel.
Oh, here comes a deer.
Jesus. Rise of the Animals, people.
Dude, they just showed a stealth bomber shooting across the sky.
That is beautiful. It nuked them all, dude. Sweet mother.
I'll work on it.
Rise of the Animals.
Let's see if we can get
Midnight Video. Oh, it's been out. It's May 13th. Here, I'm buying one right now. Whatever they want. I'm going to pay Amazon whatever they want for it.
I ain't even going to look at the prices. I'm just buying the first one that
buy it now.
Up.
Buy it now. I love eBay. Yay.
Pull up that one, Lost Woods with the fucking
Hang on,
foot.
Let me get to order this first.
Tim, don't order it. I can get it for you for $5.
Where?
I know the manager up there. I'll get you a copy.
Let me see what they got. I want to see what the reviews say about it.
Shit.
They don't know. They don't know what
it's
Kristen.
Got, it's got one brown
they're the
star.
They're the motherfuckers paying Kristen Stewart more than anybody else. I don't listen to anything.
It's got one brown star.
One brown star. That's our new rating.
How many buttholes? How many brown
the buttholes? Let's just call it the cinematic shitter. We'll see, one to five brown stars. There it is.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
That was bizarre.
Rise of the Animals.
Todd's in there loading up the game.
I am not loading games. I'm not the game player.
She's out and about on the town.
She's hunting for Pegasus.
Oh, it's only $25 on Amazon.
I'm telling you, just wait. I'll get it for you for $5.
I got them $6.50 used.
There you go.
Oh, I can watch it right now for $7.99.
Oh, Lord.
I can't believe they have it on fucking Amazon Instant Watch.
Dude, did you see Amazon was... Amazon was going to go into their own production company where they were going to do...
We'll do it. Let's go.
Video on demand
only.
What
are they waiting for?
There's mullets in this damn Lost Woods thing. And there's a terrible looking Bigfoot.
Lost Woods.
That's what's awesome about it.
They're all terrible looking Bigfoot.
Dude, it looks like Tim chased someone down and stuck some carpet on his back.
Oh, shit. Somebody found my home videos.
It was like a bunch of different carpet squares because the sucker was different colors all over.
What was it? What is it? Lost Woods?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's got a mullet in it.
Mullets.
I can't deal with mullets. Mully.
God, they're so
much. We live too close to the reality. We can't be having mullets around our movies, man.
So what movie of yours were we gonna release first?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. We gotta figure. And I'm wanting to do like VHS releases, like I was talking about.
Well, why don't we just do a dual release?
Well, because some of the stuff that I'm wanting to release on VHS is going to be like extremely limited edition stuff that I wanted to put out.
Oh, okay.
And I want to do it just to, like collector's edition VHS stuff, you know what
right.
I mean? Then put out some DVD action, because this stuff, you know, it hasn't been out for years, like Bloodthirsty Cannibal Demons, you know, under the original title Splatter Theater.
Right.
Which I've got the hard case VHS of.
Oh, I'm sorry. That crappy version.
I got all that, buddy.
I know you
I
do.
I got a whole shelf of it.
But you know what? Some of that stuff I'm angry with, dude, because it got released through Greg and those guys without me okaying it, you know? Inglewood Video put a lot of that stuff out, and I didn't even have say-so in the final print. Because we put out that rough cut first.
Right.
And that was just supposed to be for the premiere and nowhere else, and then all of a sudden it's for sale everywhere.
They couldn't wait.
Bastards. Greedy bastards.
People needed the fix.
Hot. You're the hot commodity of the month. Pumping it out.
Lord have mercy.
Make it happen. Good Lord, there is a bunch of mullets in this son of a bitch, isn't
there? I'm telling you, dude, and it's time to go to break while you peruse the mullets.
We'll be back.
Come on back.
Close me all the while. Don't be fooled when you. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back. More horror than horror.
Bring the noise, sucker.
I think that's what we're trying to do.
Bring it.
Bring it all down.
Bring it loud.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a little Eafy. Loud. Damn.
Easy.
That was some blowout in aisle nine. Jesus.
I bought Vampires with not Matt Dillon. Lots. Kevin Dillon. Is it Kevin Dillon?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The John Carpenter flick?
The sequel, I guess, with Lance Hendrickson and Kevin Dillon.
Okay.
It was like $2.
Not a bad deal. Know. I like it.
Kevin Dillon running around looking like a retard has got to be worth at least $2.
I'd have to disagree with
Speaking of Kevin Dillon, it's a crime that the Blob isn't out on Blu-ray, yes. But yet they're going to re-release.
Or even the original Blob.
Both. They should do a back-to-back release.
They just double. They're going to wait till Rob Zombies comes out and do a triple filter.
Triple feature.
I just can't understand why The Howling of all movies isn't on Blu-ray. It's just blowing my mind. Even the original.
Well, that's what I was talking to Tim tonight about. I was like, I don't know what the process is of movie selections for Blu-ray, but people like Olive Films are releasing Colossus in New York.
Right.
Project X.
Yep.
And the children from the Space Children. I'm like, those movies don't need to be in high definition.
Well, you know? Sure they do. There's more money for their pocket.
I think the problem here is, like, I had to get my version of The Fog from over in Europe, and it was very dark. I thought it was just... It's a nice Blu-ray, but it's really dark. I mean, it's so dark that you can't see the shadows, and that movie's all about shadows.
Right.
The Fog is. But yet, the non-Carpenter remake is available everywhere, and that's one of the complaints that Pete constantly talks about is, with these remakes, they've already put out The Fog, they think. Okay, we don't need to put out the other one. We already put out The Fog. It didn't sell. That's because it was a piece of shit. How about you put out the original? People would buy it because it's sold out over there. I finally got Fright Night. Took me forever to get Fright Night.
Where'd you get Fright Night from?
Finally found a deal, and I'm so thankful because someone who loves Night Watch hooked a man up.
Son of a bitch.
I've been complaining about it every week, and someone hooked me up.
Well, complain, nice. Complain a couple more weeks for me and see if they can hook you up again.
Yeah, it came with it's autographed and crap.
Nice.
Tom Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Showed up here one day, and I was like, what the hell is this? I opened it up, it's Fright Night.
Huh.
Hey, that's the deal. Send me this.
I'm going to do that with Ginger Lynn. Oh, Jesus.
He's breaking crap out there. I didn't mean to make you mad, Griff. Damn.
Bullshit.
I got I got a green.
Table's next.
I got a green spine copy of Swamp Thing.
That's a good thing.
I got
4 minutes of Adrian Barbeau's
tits. I got Lee Marvin and Charles Bronson and Death Hunt.
That's cool. Yeah, but I have to also tell you this. That damn version of Swamp Thing's going for some money. And if you had that on a double set with Clown House... Dude, you can make enough money to get it like 3 or 4 copies of Friday Night.
I've got Clown House.
I do too, but very many people, let's be honest, try to find it out there.
I tried to find it once and it was selling for $100. And then I tried a year later and it was selling for $10, so I bought it, and then a year later it was selling for $100 again.
Actually, it'll go up and down. That's crazy. It's crazy, like in the same day, dude. It'll go up and down.
Who doesn't like movies about serial killer clowns directed by a pedophile?
I didn't care.
He really gets in depth with his subject.
That damn movie was awesome. I didn't care who the hell.
Oh yeah, that movie's creepy as fuck.
It is.
You know.
Oh. I really liked it. I thought it was a really pretty cool movie.
Well, we'll try to work some of your sheets magic and get me a fucking copy of Fright Night.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, there's something really weird going on here.
Maybe we got some really, really cool listeners out there that love us that much. They'll send me a copy of Fright Night.
Hey, how are you? We're talking to you.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
So anyhow.
Well, this is kind of weird.
Jumping off at P.O. Box.
217.
It does... say here, Clown House is available for $12, but this has got to be a bootleg. Oh,
it's a DVD-R.
It's got to be. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. There's a new one with a new cover. I'm going to see what the hell this is. Yeah, this says it's MGM, but that's not the right cover. Unless MGM's reissuing the damn
commies,
thing.
They're commies. Well, they like pedophiles there, so.
What's the cover look like?
It's weird looking, dude. It's strange. It's like a... It says it's available at Barnes & Noble for... $24.99. Sasquatch Video has it. eBay has it in the Warner Archive store for $90. And eBay has it for $75. So that's why I'm looking at this one going, this Barnes & Noble one, I don't think it's real. That sucker is not
Speaking of not real, I ordered Future World today.
Did you?
Yeah. That movie's a guilty pleasure.
It's a fun one.
I mean, how can you not like crazy fucking androids running around killing people? That's especially good. Fucking Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner, buddy.
You know.
Some seller has it here. Brand new factory sealed DVD for $24.99 for Clown House. Everybody else is pretty much $119 and above.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And it's sitting on my shelf collecting dust.
I love that movie. I watch it quite often.
Matter of fact, I think I'll pull it out tonight and not watch it.
You just feel better about life, huh?
I'm going to let it sit and rub next to my green swamp thing.
Just let it build currency.
I'm gonna let them sleep together tonight and hopefully I wake up in the morning and have a bunch of little baby copies of Clown House and Swamp Thing laying on my floor.
A swamp Clown House.
You're a nut.
Swamp House.
Swamp House.
Swamp House.
Hey, at least someone out there's got it somewhere. It's outrageously priced, but hey.
But that's what all the fun is scouring fucking video stores for that one little time that something pops out. You're like, yes, finally.
God dang, man, they are wanting some money for that. It's just some places, dude. Someone's on crack. $1,000 at Nickel Collectibles. You're a dumb bastard. You're about a dumb son of a bitch. Nickel
They'll
Collectibles.
Get it. They'll get it.
You dumb bastard.
Well, that's just like a lot of shit on Amazon. You'll get to like one movie, and you'll see it selling for like $5. And then there's always some... You'll see a movie selling for like $5, $6. And then off to the right, you'll see some guy's got it listed. One collectible, $67.
Well, right here.
Well, what's so collectible about it? Nothing. It's the same as everybody else's.
Hellboy.
That's why I'm ready to sell my whole VHS collection off, because the whole thing, can't find them anywhere. Must be collectibles.
Hellboy.
Nobody sells them.
PSP Hellboy, which I just saw over at Vintage Stock for like $5.99, $111, same seller. This guy needs his ass whipped.
Find that cocksucker and beat
I'll find his ass.
It's
I'll
probably Vintage Stock.
Shut it down.
Dr. Strangelove, $119. Are you on crack?
He just likes $100.
Well, the Frighteners on HD DVD. The HD. Oh my God, $111.98.
See, he just likes $111.
You're a dumb bastard.
559. So.
We'll see what it is.
Email him and say, look, I'll give you $18 for
it. I'll slap this bitch.
Cash.
All right, what I'll do is I'll take $100 off because I like you.
Nickel Collectibles, eat a pile of shit, okay? Do us that favor.
I got some guy that's doing that with rock shirts, concert shirts. He'll fucking be,
oh, we came across his exclusive 1976 Bruce Springsteen.
And he'll click on it's like $600 for a fucking t-shirt.
Someone's on crack.
Like, dude, you're out of your mind.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
Go. Do not pass go.
Go directly.
To hell.
To the shit house.
You no-talent bastards. I'm tired of gougers like that, man. They do us wrong. They do us dirty. Doing us dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like all them Clown House pricks out there selling that shit for $80, $90. Of course, if I could get $80, $90 for my copy of fucking Swamp Thing, I'd be like, sold.
See you later.
Got it. It's mine.
You want to give me a $100? Okay, here you go.
Have a nice day.
I'll buy a better case for the one I'm keeping.
Well, let me see. Let me count the scratches and see which one I want to sell you.
Damn it.
See that fucking picture I took of dog turds?
What the fuck?
Why does anyone want pictures of dog turds, man?
Because she ate a box of crayons, so they look like they're polka-dotted fucking caterpillars.
That was a Technicolor Lawn Rockets, Daddy.
Look at that sumbitch. Look at that color pattern. That's a turd.
You could probably sell that down at the plaza.
That's a turd, buddy. That's a turd, Todd. A damn turd.
Sell that son of a bitch at the plaza.
Sold.
You're sold.
Your dog is a genius. Oh, my God. I would put that in the front mantle.
See, what you need to do is you need to feed your dog crayons, let it shit in the yard, and then you put on a pair of white fucking tennis shoes. And then step in it and walk across the canvas.
No. I got better. I'd take them out and let them turds hang from her ass, and then I'll put paper underneath her ass, and she could drag her ass across them.
That's a Horseshack test.
That's art, brother.
Art. I suffered. I seen what Warhol came up with. I know we can top that shit.
The memories of war haunt me at night.
I can't sleep, Martha. My back hurts. Get the pooch. Get the art from Molly so we can caress ourselves to sleep. Looking at the beautiful pug pictures. And our crayon creations.
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
Oh.
When you coming back down here, Griff, anyway?
I don't know, probably Tuesday.
Okay.
He don't come down
much anymore.
He's
supposed
to come
up and watch a movie.
I'm going to one day.
One day.
Someday.
One day.
One day my ship will come in.
One day at a time.
I'll be able to come in there.
Skinny said he's got to work all weekend.
Yeah, this is a weekend to work.
We need it. Let's plan it next. What's going on next weekend?
Skinny Mac.
Nothing. We need to get together and do that commentary for that movie.
Oh, we do. I agree.
Which one were we going to watch?
American Maniacs.
Oh, yeah.
American.
It's the movie that's supposed to be making fun of the felt fucktards over in Topeka.
Really? I thought that was
Red State.
Yeah.
Well, this one's if you read the description of American Maniacs, you'll understand that it's the felt fucktards over in Kansas.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure it says an evangelical group in Topeka.
Well, there's so many of them, I lose track.
That's actually kind of true, guys. I really hate that whole shit, damn bastards. I'm so tired of those kind of people anyway, man. They just... it's just a waste of your time and energy.
Mm. Hey, are you going to go see the new Tyler Perry movie that's out in theaters?
Why you got to be an asshole?
God, who's in that? I about shit myself when I seen the cast.
Fucking Levy. Eugene Levy.
That's right.
And fucking Tom Arnold.
Yep, Tom Arnold and Eugene Levy. See, he's trying to branch out. He's brainwashed all the black people. Now he's trying to get us.
He's going to have fucking Romero in there next. And
God dang it.
Hell no.
You know it's gonna, you know what's,
I'm gonna watch the new Adam Sandler movie instead. That looks hilarious.
There's something wrong with
you. You know, in the next Tyler Perry movie he's gonna dress up as black man. And he's gonna be just like Batman.
Yeah, gonna hit the fan.
How come there ain't no black Batman? How come Batman's always white?
Oh God, don't start, dude. Oh, don't get me started. I just got in an argument with some lady who was trying to tell me that Batman was against
black man. Jesus, Todd.
Batman was against black people everywhere. Was what because he's a bad. All the evil symbols and the scary symbols are always black. So white America has brainwashed everyone. And I'm like, dude, like she went off on Darth Vader. I said, Darth Vader should make you real happy. He's a black guy that's in charge of a bunch of white.
We
slaves.
Should just have a superhero called White Man that just wears a big white cape.
I mean, but seriously.
A white hood.
Yeah, but you know what they say at the end of Star Wars.
Darth Vader is like a lord over a million white slaves.
Lucas is the worst, because look, the only black dude in that whole fucking Star Wars trilogy, and he's a scumbag.
Shit.
Living on a fucking cloud, floating around, turning in the best fucking character in
like
the movie.
Like they said, at the end of Star Wars, it goes to show that inside every black man, there's a scrawny old white dude waiting to get out.
It's terrible.
Luke.
Damn you all. Damn you, I have something to say.
Luke, I'm white.
Luke, I'm white.
If you only knew the power of the Negro.
Luke, I'm white.
Shit, you guys are crazy. Damn it, why can't we just have Black Dynamite come in and whoop everybody's ass? I want him to show up in a Tyler Perry movie and slap everyone in the face.
We need that. We need Pootie Tang. That's who we need.
Dude, I love that movie.
Woo!
Oh Lord!
Oh yes!
Oh Lord!
Oh! Oh yeah! Oh yes!
You're having
all
one.
I've got. God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
He's been to the mountaintop.
Woo! Oh my, I've seen it all.
For two peas and a biscuit.
Two peas and a biscuit.
Oh, my.
Take that, Tyler Perry. That's what I got to say to you. Soul Brother number one.
What those cost you? $3.99 a piece?
And free, baby.
Sounds like you're beating the living hell out of people.
Then I can do multiple ones. It's a fucking Matrix. Agent Smith has been duplicated.
There's a whole lot of Daves in the room.
God dang it.
Oh.
You've been lost your mind.
That's just silly. Who's that one?
Oh, you don't even want to know.
Sure we do.
Hello, cutie pie.
What the hell is wrong?
It's Arnold.
Knock, knock.
Ooh. Oh, really good. I haven't messed with this one much.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm a cop, you idiot.
You got anything in there about fucking the maid?
Stop whining. Stop whining. Stop whining.
I can't believe you ate all the lunches.
Ay, ay, ay.
Is that on there?
Lord have mercy.
Which one?
The one where he talks about, I can't believe you ate all the lunches.
Oh, God, there's so many. There's a ton of pages, man.
It's not a tumor.
I ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
What the hell is wrong with this situation?
Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand. Alien would take good care of you. Alien would take good care of you. Alien would take good care of you.
What's wrong with you, man?
They don't have any of the Conan ones. They're too cool for this. My iPhone would blow up. Oh, God.
Because he doesn't speak in fucking Conan.
He punches camels in it, though. Show the camel
he
punch.
Pukes when he bites the fucking vulture's head off, but other than that.
Get your mother, please.
I want to fuck her.
I want to fuck your mother.
I want to hump your mother.
Whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Google. See, I need like
deep trouble.
I need multiple screens, then I could integrate Dave and Dave into it. Diamond Dave and Arnold. A fucking party, baby.
That's funny.
Oh, shit.
That movie's so great.
Lord have mercy.
Heck yes, I did.
Idiot!
Where do we go to the track? Where do we go off track at? Every week we just kind of.
Dude, they got the fucking they got the cow scene where he shoots it in front of the kids. Oh my god! I can't find it now.
What's that?
You guys have 2.5 minutes.
Jesus.
Left.
What's that farmer's name? Kyle.
You guys are retarded.
So where's the cow shooting scene?
Oh, here it is.
Does the Eagles have large talons?
Well, you make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Help us.
You need to see if they got a soundbite for Gentleman Broncos.
We both know I'm trying to become a cage fighter.
Do they have one for?
We both know I'm trying to become a cage fighter.
I didn't see one. There's a ton of them, dude. There's so many of these. They got one for Step Brothers. It's just fucking awesome.
So is this how we're going to end the show?
Good night, everyone.
It's been so nice.
Call me when you're ready. You stop wishing and call me when you're ready.
Uncle Rico.
Is your mother home?
She broke her coccyx.
Is your mother home?
So is it time to end it?
It is.
Son of a...
Bastards.
Too quick.
Well, I guess we'll see you next week.
Next time, same bat time, same bat channel.
Bye.